What do you do when your business is collapsing around you? Chip Conley didn't call consultants or slash costs. He walked into a bookstore and grabbed a dusty psychology textbook. Within 3 years, his hotel company doubled revenue and grew market share by 20% while competitors filed for bankruptcy. The secret? A pyramid diagram from 1943 that most people associate with freshman psychology class. But here's what's remarkable. This wasn't about motivational posters or feel-good management. It was about fundamentally reimagining what a business actually does. When you strip away the jargon and quarterly earnings calls, companies exist to meet human needs. For employees seeking purpose, customers craving experiences, and investors wanting legacy. Abraham Maslow spent his career studying exceptional people, not the neurotic patients filling Freud's couch, but history's peak performers. His famous hierarchy places basic survival needs at the bottom and self-actualization at the top, where people experience transcendent moments when everything just flows. Most of us know this pyramid. Few realize Maslow tested it in actual businesses back in 1962, watching a California company dismantle assembly lines and create self-managed teams decades before it became fashionable. When the dot-com crash wiped out Conley's San Francisco hotel market, then 9/11 delivered the knockout punch, he rediscovered Maslow's work. The insight hit him. Companies aren't just economic machines. Like humans, they exist on a spectrum from barely surviving to truly thriving. The pyramid Conley discovered didn't just save his company. It revealed something most leaders miss entirely. We've been asking the wrong question. It's not how do we maximize profit, it's how do we help people become who they're meant to be. Converting a sketchy tenderloin motel into the Phoenix, a rock and roll hotel hosting Nirvana and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, taught Conley something unexpected. Timothy Leary observed poolside that Conley had chosen the path of self-actualization and was creating it for others. How we structure work reveals our deepest beliefs about human nature. Most companies operate on theory X. People inherently dislike work and need constant supervision. Yet these same leaders claim to believe theory Y. People naturally enjoy work under the right conditions. This contradiction appears in time clocks, top-down reviews, and constant monitoring. During the post-9/11 collapse, Joy DeVive survived by drawing on emotional bank accounts built with customers. When competitors panic-raised prices during the dot-com boom, they'd held steady. That goodwill became their lifeline. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Purpose-driven companies consistently outperform profit-obsessed ones, yet Wall Street demands quarterly results. As Costco's CEO noted, Wall Street is in the business of making money between now and next Tuesday. We're in the business of building an institution that we hope will be here 50 years from now. Company value has flipped from 70% tangible assets to 63% intangible. Relationships now matter more than machinery. Yet we still manage like we're running 1950s factories. Research shows two-thirds of high-performing companies focused on understanding customers' bear during crises, while struggling competitors just cut budgets. Conley bud three distinct pyramids, applying Maslow's hierarchy to employees, customers, and investors, each starting with tangible basics and rising to intangible transformation. The employee pyramid places money at the bottom, recognition in the middle, and meaning at the top. Money is a hygiene factor. Its absence causes misery, but its presence doesn't create motivation. Google pays competitively, but their real differentiator is extraordinary benefits: free gourmet food, on-site doctors, unlimited sick days. Recognition proves far more powerful than raises. Studies show 40% of corporate financial performance stems from employee fulfillment, and 70% of that comes from relationships with managers. DaVita gives random $1,000 bonuses for perfect attendance, presented by executives. This halved their turnover. Southwest Airlines demonstrates that specific feedback outperforms vague praise. At the peak sits meaning, the rarest job quality. Viktor Frankl showed that people with something to live for can endure almost anything. Meaning has two dimensions: meaning at work, the company's mission, and meaning in work, daily tasks. Nurses who see themselves as patient advocates rather than medication administrators report higher satisfaction. The most engaged workers experience both types simultaneously. Customer satisfaction is a trap. Research shows 60 to 80% of defecting customers rated themselves satisfied before leaving. Satisfaction is merely the baseline. Fall below it and you disappoint, but meeting it doesn't build loyalty. When online travel sites emerged in the late 1990s, Joy DeVivre's business model collapsed. Room rates dropped 20%, commissions hit 25%, and price-focused customers caused satisfaction scores to plummet. The pyramid's middle, fulfilling desires, requires understanding what people truly want, engaged conversations, connections with like-minded guests, and genuine recognition. At the peak lies addressing unrecognized needs. Boutique hotels don't sell sleep, they sell dreams, offering identity refreshment where guests reconnect with their aspirations. Apple revolutionized retail by realizing they weren't selling computers, but helping people get more out of life. Their stores became the fastest retailer to reach $1 billion in sales. Since 95% of consumer decisions happen unconsciously, companies like Intuit conduct follow-me-home research to uncover hidden pain points. Kimberly Clark discovered parents view diapers as clothing, leading to wildly successful pull-ups. The pyramid shape matters. Most companies obsess over the measurable base, but transformation happens at the top and cascades downward. Investors aren't just ROI robots. Behavioral finance reveals they make emotional decisions driven by fear and irrational anchoring. Trust creates either a tax or dividend for companies. High-trust organizations deliver almost triple the shareholder returns of low-trust ones. Conley learned about alignment the hard way. When the dot-com bust eliminated 75% of weekday business at his Costa Noa luxury camping venture, mismatched time horizons created crisis. They sold for cents on the dollar, a painful lesson that everyone in business has investors, whether actual shareholders or bosses expecting productive returns. Warren Buffett gives his CEOs a simple mandate: run the business as if you're the sole owner, it's your only asset, and you can never sell for 100 years. Bill George grew Medtronic's market cap from $1 billion to $60 billion by warning against serving the shareholder of the last 5 minutes. At the pyramid's peak, legacy-driven investors seek meaningful impact beyond financial returns. Companies balancing all stakeholder needs show 4 times the growth of shareholder-only focused firms, returning 8 times more over 10 years. Southwest Airlines revealed how Conley's pyramids connected. Herb Kelleher's philosophy, "the customer always comes second, our employees are first," demonstrated the service-profit chain. Corporate culture creates happy employees, leading to loyal customers and sustainable profits. Joy DeVivre created the Joy DeVivre Heart Diagram, measuring this flow through employee satisfaction surveys, customer satisfaction scores, and market share metrics. Gallup found highly engaged employees and customers generate 3.4 times more financial productivity. The breakthrough came when the heart diagram dropped perfectly into the empty inverted pyramid. Its 3 points aligned: building an enthusiastic staff with the employee pyramid, developing strong customer loyalty with the customer pyramid, and maintaining a profitable business with the investor pyramid. Culture serves as organizational glue, powering the quantum leap from success to transformation, shifting motivation from external pressure to internal drive. Most businesses obsess over fixing what's broken. The revolutionary move is focusing upward on the pyramid, toward aspiration rather than desperation. Three stonecutters work side by side. Ask what they're doing: making a living, being the best stonecutter, and building a cathedral. Same work, entirely different experiences. Those with jobs focus on financial rewards. Those with careers pursue advancement. The fortunate few with callings find work intrinsically fulfilling, regardless of money or status. Maslow identified peakers, self-actualized individuals who experience transcendent moments more frequently. In flow states, they experience lessened fear, surrendered ego, and oneness with the world. The pyramid represents three states: has needs at the base, material possessions, does needs in the middle, identity through accomplishment, and is needs at the peak, being present and authentic. Conley's journey mirrors this progression, from obsessing over hotel quantity to enjoying his CEO title to becoming a voice for transformation. The pyramid isn't just a management tool, it's a mirror reflecting who we are and who we might become. When you help employees find meaning, customers discover themselves, and investors create legacy, you're building a cathedral.